transmission.
We're here once again. It is that time. It is 1930 UTC. And that means you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I've just gotten out of my car. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I have my sunglasses on because it is very sunny today. And kind of cool, like 62 degrees Fahrenheit, so it's nice, but sunny. Am I underdressed? I don't know. Wait, who's that? Who's that stalking over there? I just saw a fuzzy butt moving, and there he is. He just stuck his head up at me. That's a mati. I got a mati on the other side of the prairie grass plots. Oh, yes, and I think I know who this... Oh, he's head down. Where did he go? There is a den right over there. There's a den right over there, and there's a den over there. And I think, and plus I'm walking by two dens. Yes, we got a mati right off the bat. Now, I'm going to walk up towards the mushroom garden here. I'm going to step behind this little fence. And we're going to walk down here and approach this mati den, because there's a mati in it. We just saw him go in here. Hello, where's our mati? Damn it, what do I do? Okay, first... Oh, God, it's bright. Before we get any closer, I got to change my glasses. And now my throat decides to do its weird thing. And let's turn on the camera and we'll go stalking up here. Where's my mati? I saw you sticking your head up, mati. Oh, now I'm making noise. Which hole was he at? He must have been at this one. Yeah, this is no good. And I could swear there's two holes to this den. Where's the other hole? Where's my mati? Are we just gonna stand here? Okay, let's get around the corner here. Alright, here's the plan, kids. We're just gonna stand right here. Is he gonna stick his head out? I doubt it. Where's my mati? Mati is in the hole. We have holed a mati. And we're just gonna sit here like this for a few minutes and see if he wants to stick his head out to say hi. He wants to say hi to his buddy, which is me. And I don't think he's coming out. The funny thing is, I know which marmot this is. I know who this is. And I've gotten lots of photographs of him before. Alright, I'm looking down into the hole. Where's my dude? Where's my dude? Well, he's down in there pretty deep hiding, doing his mati thing. I'm going to turn off the camera, and I'm going to egress. I'm going to leave the area. Don't want to spook him. Don't want to freak him out. And if we leave him alone right now, maybe he'll come back out here in a few minutes. This is the marmot that was born under the shed a couple years ago. One of them. There was two. And this guy, he's been hanging around for 2 years now. And 2 years ago, he was very used to my presence. I could sit outside his holes and he would pop out and he would come out and hang around. But like last year, on the rare occasions that I would see him, he would run away. He would run away before I could even get within 50 yards of him. Real chickeny mutt. All right, so I have moved out here to the Mulhalls property. I'm looking around. There's nothing going on out here. There's three other cars here today. I thought one of them was Sam's car, but I don't think it is. So we're going to walk back around the little mulch pile, cross back onto the Herrenhaven property behind the butterfly garden, and we're going to take this little path, the little circular path that goes around the back of the butterfly garden. Makes no sense. Wait, what's that over there? Oh no, that was just a shadow. There was a squirrel running down a tree, and being as it's, you know, whatever time it is, it looked like there was something running along the ground in the shadow of the tree. Well, it was just the shadow of the squirrel on the ground. So, and that was awesome. All right, so let's wind around here and go into the forest. Oh, it's a beautiful day. Just right. Hey. Oh. Who's that? Who's that under that tree? As I walk around here behind the building, I see a fuzzy lump under some trees and bushes right here by the fence. Oh, and he's settling in. He's going to sit down and enjoy the sun. It's a bun. It's a bunny rabbit. Oh, I forgot my duck call. Not that that would, you know, do any good for rabbits, but you never know. Yes, Mr. Rabbit is tucked back in there in a fairly protected area. Hi, buddy. And this dude chirping right next to me. Fweet, fweet, fweet. It's a red-winged blackbird. His red feathers aren't very red yet. Wait, I see something else. I'm looking at the bocage. I see a fluffy lump right where we know there are some marmot actions. So I'm approaching slow squirrel. Just a squirrel. Okay, we're getting some false alarms today, but we're also getting some hits. I mean, look, we're not even into the forest yet. We've already seen a marmot and a squirrel. Boy, I'm glad I came out today. I wasn't going to. I was going to sit in my house and do nothing. Well, you know, do all the usual boring crap, like talk about gunpla. Gunpla, gunpla. Yes, I did work on my gunpla. Hey, there's a cardinal. Nice red cardinal. Did work on my gunpla yesterday. Got his shield built, his gun built, his weapons built. Pretty much I've finished the thing. I have finished the Sazabi. I mean the Sazabi. Now I just need to put it on a stand and learn how to pose it, learn where everything flexes and everything. Hello. And some people are leaving, so why isn't that kid in school? Who knows? Alright, what about this marmot hole? It doesn't look like there's any fresh movement or action in there. So yes, I have finished my Gundam. And it's so cool. I just have to learn where all the moving pieces are and how to pose it and do stuff. I didn't put any of the energy effects on anything yet, though. You know, the beam savers have beams, obviously, and the beam tomahawk has stuff, and it can be configured in all kinds of different ways. I have not actually bothered to do any of that. I still need to build a stand, and I don't think the GP-based stand is going to work for the Sazabi. I think that's going to require action base number 5 or action base number 2 according to the instruction manual. so I will use the GP base, the GP base base, so to speak, as a base for Haro, or maybe those little mini gunpla I have, or something. I don't know. I don't care. I'll figure it out later. We can discuss it later. So let's go out to the boardwalk and see what we got going on out there. We're seeing dudes today. We already have seen a rabbit and a marmot. Plus squirrels. Plus some nice birds. We saw a red-winged blackbird. We saw a cardinal. What else will we see? Alright, I'm seeing some strangely large waves in the sub-pond. Is there a turtle in here? Oh, the frogs are jumping in. I'm looking over there for a snapper. No, I don't see anything. There's no birds back here either. Duckweed is starting to grow. Starting to get some duckweed. And some chirpy frogs. Ramp. And we're going to head on out towards the boardwalk now. As I look out there, I can see West Maple Road. Eastbound traffic is stopped. That doesn't make any sense. Must be some big traffic jam on West Maple. That, or if I had to guess, I would say they're probably doing construction. They're probably fixing up all the road damage. We got some bad late winter road damage. So they probably have one lane closed so that they can fix them. All right, so here we go. Walking out over the water. Ting, tang, tung. I hear rustling in the reeds. I see movement in the reeds. Who's tugging on that down there? And it's by the log. I could walk out on the log. Who's messing with that? I see gups. Do I see a butt? I see a butt! I see fluffy butts! Yay! I see muskrat butts. I can just see his shoulder or something. Yes, he's in there. Oh, he's in the dry reeds. He's looking for yummy new cattail shoots to eat because that's muskrat's favorite food. Oh, yes. Yes, look at him. Can I get to him? I could walk out on the log, except that log is starting to get kind of rotten. And that's the log I used to love to walk out on. And I can't get out there far enough to get to him anyway. So I don't want to spook him. I can just barely see him. He's in the shadows between the reeds, but there's some sunlight poking through and I can see his lovely brown fur. Oh, he's turning his butt to me. He says, "Kiss my scratty butt, you dumb human." And I think that's a very rude thing for a scratty to say to his buddy. I'm the friend of all scratties. And all dudes. Look at him. I can see his fluffiness. Oh, I can see you, scratty. I can see your scrattiness. Yes, oh yay. And the funny thing is, we spotted him because I heard him. I heard those reeds rattling in a strange manner. And that's the secret, kids. That's the big trick. In a situation like this, and many situations, your ears are more important than your eyes. Because your ears hear in a 360 degree circle. Your eyes basically can only see about 90 degrees. Yes, you have peripheral vision, but you know, it's not like you get any lock with a peripheral vision. And the way your head works, the way your robot head works, is your ears tell your eyes where to look. Trust your ears, train your ears, learn sounds. All right, my scratty has moved, and I can see water movement. Is he just washing stuff off? Did he jump in the water? Yeah, he's just still sitting there. Okay, so let's get a move on. I'm freaking out some frogs who are jumping around here going, "Brock, Brock." Let's head out over the water. Man, what a day we're having. It's three dudes so far, not including all the birds. I'm still looking back into the reed line. Is that a little turtle over there? Yeah, there's a teeny tiny western painted turtle coming up on the log over there. It's a cool breeze starting to breeze me. All right, let's walk. Let's get out here. Let's see what's going on. Looking towards the inside of the boardwalk, the water's kind of clearing up. Very shallow. I'm looking for snappers, obviously. But I don't think they're here yet. The snappers will move into this area once the food starts to move into this area. And we're starting to see little fishies and stuff, but you know, once we get goslings, it'll be a different story. Oh, here's one. Looking out to my left, snapping turtle, 15 meters of beam. And it looks like he's diving. He's diving into the channel. He's right above the channel. I turned, I looked, I could see his silhouette. He stuck his head up. And then he dove. Yeah, snappers. Snapper. 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 All right, I'm out at the end of the boardwalk. There's geese swimming around. There's a few pairs of geese running around doing goose stuff. That's pretty cool. I'm scanning the edges of the pond, looking for tall birds, tall walking birds. Looking for herons, looking for egrets. It's that time of year. Where's my egrets? The egrets should be showing up. We should be seeing them. So I'm going to look over the edge of the railing here, look for some fishies. Hi. Hi, little gups. I see a little gup. Hi, gup, gup. That's a little bluegill finger. He's about 10 centimeters long. We got geese flying around. We got action. We got action. We got dudes. Come to Heron Haven for all your dude action requirements. Sounds like a... Well, not even gonna go there. What else we got going on? A lot of honky geese. Honking, honking, honking. There's something under the boardwalk up ahead. Is it just a froggy or something? Let's go up here and check. I'm scanning the reed line for other dudes. You know, it's funny, I don't actually see any goose nests yet. That should be happening. Why are there no nests? Seems odd. Alright, was there some kind of dude under here? Well, obviously we can't tell, but... Who's under the boardwalk here? Some kind of underwater dude. Alright, walking back down the boardwalk. Gonna go over here and check on our Scratty again. I like Scratties. They're so nice. They're so scratterific. They're my fuzzy water dudes. They're like marmots, except in the water. They're water motties. Oh, now I don't see him. I do not see him. He has moved on. He has gone to look for yummy Scratty snacks in a different location. But that's good. I'm glad to know that this... Wait, what? Is that him or is that just a stick? Where did he go? Oh, I think that's the end of the log. Huh. And Sam is walking up the path here. Where did he go? There was a muskrat in there a minute ago.
Oh, was
it? Yeah, I was glad to see him on this side of the pond. You know, once the cattails start to shoot up, you know, they're going to show up. So he was, you know, right back in there. Eaten.
Okay.
So he's around.
Good. Good to hear.
Saw a marmot. There's a marmot right now in the den that's behind the prairie grass plots. You know, there's that one that's next to that corner, the back corner.
Okay.
And I saw a rabbit, so.
Cool.
Where's my egrets? I thought they'd be here today.
Well, maybe someday. They'll about the mink?
Have not seen a mink yet. But I should be looking for tracks. Yeah, minks should be showing up about now.
Maybe you think we've got so many people we scared them off. Came back in here.
And do we have any goose nests yet? I haven't seen any goose nests.
Well, they're out on the island out there.
Okay. Because, you know, once we start having eggs, then minks and other egg eaters will show up. Yeah, I've noticed it's been kind of busy this spring. I haven't been here yet when there wasn't three cars in the parking lot, but...
Yeah, it's getting that way all the time. Once we get the honeysuckle cleaned out of this, I think you'll be able to see back in there.
Yeah, which will then prevent the animals from going back there because it's no longer hidden.
I think on the far side they will.
Yeah, because all those trees have gone in there and they make great cover for wood ducks and stuff.
That's kind of the idea, just to have enough cover they're comfortable, and, but yet you can still see through.
But we still need to be able to see them. Yeah, that crap is everywhere. It's ridiculous.
Isn't it? It's just taking over the whole area.
All right, keep an eye out for that scrat. Okay, I'm heading deep.
Okay.
Okay, well, so that was Sam, our president here at Herrenhaven, the president of the Friends of Herrenhaven. And he's running around looking for dudes and stuff, and he always knows. He knows that the first person he needs to ask about the wildlife is me, because I'm always here running around looking for dudes. All right, so let's go back into the forest here and go out to the blind. See if we can see anybody out in the blind today. Good day for dudes. Good day for dudes. The big question is, do I want to stake out that marmot den until I get a marmot photograph? I don't know yet. So, as I cross the land bridge, I'm looking down into the billabong, and there's two geese swimming around back there. Yay! They've got their own goose pond. And they're thinking, this is pretty cool. We own this place back here. We're the Goosers on Parade. You probably heard Sam mentioned the honeysuckle. There's this plant. I'm walking by a whole bunch of them right now. I'm walking down the odoriferous corridor, which doesn't smell good yet. But yeah, it turns out that these yummy, delicious smelling flowers are of this plant, this some kind of honeysuckle plant that is invasive and needs to be taken out. And this place is covered in this stuff. Alright, so I'm in the wall blind overlooking the billabong, and here's my two geese. The water's awesomely clear. I can see the bottom of the pond from just where I'm standing. And as I look back around, I'm not seeing any other dudes other than these two geese, so let's just keep on going. Let's just keep on going. So yeah, look at all this stuff. All these little bushes I'm walking by, this is the bad stuff. It's gonna take a decade to get rid of this stuff. And as I walk by Frog Harbor, lots of frogs. Now, why is this stuff bad? You know, it smells nice and it's very green and it's very foresty. Well, it turns out that the problem with this stuff is when it grows, it blocks out all the sun for anything underneath it. So nothing can grow beneath these plants, which are large bushes and shrubbery looking things. Some of them get big enough to be described as small trees, I guess. But this stuff apparently is bad, because it doesn't let anything else grow on the forest floor. So I was talking to Sam a couple nights ago, and the basic plan is to just start wiping it out, start cutting it down, and return the forest floor to native plants. That's kind of the big thing around here is, you know, return it to native. It's kind of the philosophy at Heron Haven. What was that? I heard a sound. Oh, just a bird. Alright, so I'm overlooking turtle reproduction pond. Don't immediately see anything. So let's get out to the blind. Yeah. So, that's Heron Haven. This technically is a nature preserve. Trying to preserve native nature. And that's why we have the native prairie grass plots, which is not going to be changed to wildflowers after all. It's going to be reverted to prairie grass, but just not, you know, demonstratively. It's just going to be a wild prairie. And let's head into the blind. And that's always been the problem here, is invasive species. And that's why the whole pond had to be dredged out, is to get rid of various things. What was that plant that Ione hated? I can't remember. But yeah, here we are, in the blind, out on the log. We have one goose who's getting off the log. We got two fairly large snapping turtles. We have various sizes of little western painted turtles, ranging from about, geez, look at that guy. He's like 10 centimeters up to about 20 centimeters. Snappers on the logs. It's that time of year. Two snappers on the logs. Oh, and I can see fishies right out here in front of the blind. The sun's hitting the water just right. There's a whole bunch of them. Whole bunch of little bluegill fingers out here. Now, I'm taking another photo of the logs, of the turtles on the logs. I doubt I will show you this because, geez, how many of these photos do we need to have? I've already got a whole load of them. It seems like every year at about this time I get the same photograph of snappers on logs. I'm looking around. We got a couple dozen geese on Goose Island. And it does look like there's a couple nests out there. I can see about two. There might be another one over there. I'm looking around for egrets and herons. I don't see anything, but then what's way out there? What's way, way out there? Is that something? Or am I just imagining things? Look at those turtles enjoying the sun. And look at all these fishies. That's what they're doing, too. They're enjoying the warm, warm sun. Because it's very nice. But anyway, we sure got to see some interesting dudes today. We did see a mutty. And we did see a scratty, and now we got snappers, and of course we saw that bun. I like bun buns. I'm going to drive home, and I'll drive up Manderson Street, and I'll probably see some turkeys, because that's what I do. And who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I like looking for dudes. You need to listen to this show every day at 1930 UTC, but right now I gotta head home, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.